From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The National Potato Council and a dozen other potato associations thanked Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue for his support of extended fresh potato exports to Mexico. The Packer.com reports he was thanked in a letter for his testimony before a House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee hearing. When asked about USDA progress with Mexico's request to allow growers in the state of Jalisco to export avocados to the U.S., he said, "I know this is important to Mexico. We would also like to resolve the potato issue." President Trump presided over a lengthy meeting in which he urged officials to soften the impact of a recent policy move that angered Midwestern farm states critical to his reelection. According to AgWeb.com, the Trump administration was stung over criticisms over EPA's August 9th decision to give 31 refineries exemptions from annual biofuel blending requirements, including Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley's assertion the administration had screwed farmers. The USDA said last week it pulled all staff from an annual crop tour after an employee was threatened over the phone by an angry farmer. Frustrated farmers have complained that a government crop report did not reflect damage from historic spring flooding, adding to the stress over unsold crops due to the trade war with China, falling farm income, and tighter credit conditions. NASS crops chief Lance Honig and others canceled Wednesday appearances and arranged a police presence for other stops on the pro-farmer tour. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.